All right, good afternoon and welcome to the Cabazon Water District regular board meeting for, let's see, Tuesday, April 15th at 6 p.m. Oh, 2025 at 6 p.m. Let's all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of silence for our men and women.
Director Guillermo Perez.
Here.
Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Director Alan Davis is absent. Board Vice Chair Taffy Brock.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Tincher.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
All right. Consent calendar. Need approval for the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of March 18th, 2025. And the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of March 18th, 2025.
I make a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of March 18th, 2025 and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of March 18th, 2025.
I'll second. Motion to approve consent calendar items A and B. Made by Director Carlin, second by Director Brock, or Board Vice Chair Brock. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis is absent. Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye.
All right, warrants, none. Awards of contracts, none. Move on to new business. Discussion. Transfer $162,116 from Chase General to California Class to increase interest revenue processed on 4-1 of 2025.
Yeah, we just did a transfer. We had too much in one of our accounts that doesn't earn interest, and it's not federally insured. So we left $250,000 in our checking account and moved it to the California Class to earn more interest. So that's what's the process that took place.
Okay. Anybody have any questions about it?
No.
Okay. Moving on to old business. Discussion action. Purchase used truck. Sell 2022 Ford F-250.
So we took the 2022 Ford F-250 to a dealership. They had a used vehicle on the property, $25,000, good shape, had a utility bed, pipe rack on and everything. They assessed the value of our truck, but they were only going to give us $37,000. I said, that's not allowed. I said, the board wants $40,000. I said, any variation has to go back to the board. I said, can you up what you would give us? And he says, well, they didn't respond. So I guess they're going to wait to see if we were going to have a discussion and we could change the scope of what's allowed to get for our vehicle. But I did send out a request to give me the VIN.com and they said $40,300. Now they were supposed to send an appraiser out just to look at the vehicle and give it a quick run through and everything like that, but they missed their appointment and I asked for a second appointment for them to come out, and they haven't come out yet. So the only thing I could say is we could find a truck for $25,000, but just to get the value that we want for our vehicle may take some time.
What are we all on that one?
34.8, I think. I really don't have any recommendations. You know, basically we're at the mercy of whatever they're going to give us for the trade-in, and of course they're going to have a markup to make a profit on it and everything. So depending on what it's going to go for, do they have a 10%, a 15% margin markup? I still believe that $40,000 is reasonable, but it could take some time.
Yeah. And in the meantime, we're still spending the $1,500 a month payment on it?
Yep, $1,479.
Yeah.
And it's Converse Center Drive, it really is. I mean, like I said, it's a dual cab, long bed and everything, and I think something a little bit more appropriate, but...
Do we cut our loss on it?
I would say if the payments continue for too much more, then you probably have to do something like that.
Because right now we have a truck that you're not using.
Well, we do use it. We do use it, but it's just...
not really what you're...
No, not what it's intended for. You don't need a dual cab. We don't have a staff like that. So everybody has their own vehicle, but they want to outfit this one vehicle with your ditch pumps, your generators, and everything like that, and then leave it at the warehouse when that's built, when the time comes, so that they can just... Whenever they get on call, they don't have to come to the office, go there, go to the warehouse. All they have to do is go to the warehouse, everything's all loaded up on the truck. So that's the concept that they're looking for. So I think if we can get 38 would be, you know, wouldn't be too bad, but I'm still pushing for, you know, as much as we can get.
I would think that 38 would be fine, because if you give it a couple more months, we're going to have paid that $2,000 difference just in the payments.
Right, right.
Payments, and then the more you have the vehicle too, they're going to try to devalue it from you.
Okay. So we'll change the criteria to 38 and still stay at 25 for the new purchase.
Do we need to have a motion on this?
I think so. I think since there was already a vote last month.
So do we have a motion on this?
I motion to go ahead and accept $38,000.
Okay. Oh, a motion to accept $38,000 for the 2022 Ford F-250, made by Director Perez, second by Director Carlin. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis is absent. Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Tincher?
Aye. Okay. Discussion updates with SGPWA directors regarding various matters.
Hello. Let's see what's been happening. And I don't want to steal Michael's thunder, so there's the Hella Hydrants. You're going to give an update on that, right?
Yeah, I'll give an update on that.
I'll leave that for you. I want to say, so Cabazon started the gap funding program, right? Together with San Gregorio and Passwater, they started the gap funding program. You guys have paid off the first gap funding program. This was a start. And other smaller areas in the area have taken advantage of it too. So South Mesa, Calamesa, the Banning Bench, High Valley. This is now a program that this is a way for the agency to actually help the taxpayers without, you know, outside of being able to get water. So keep looking for grants, right? You've got another one, I think, proposed in the works.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think that's fantastic. It's a way we can actually help Cabazon area. So thank you for that. Other than that, I took a tour of the State Water Project facility. It was fascinating. All the way from basically going up to DeVore, Devil's Canyon. The State Water Project comes down the mountain there, and then it goes through San Bernardino Valley. Follows the mountain all the way back behind like Mentone, where we did the retirement party.
Mm-hmm.
So all the way back there, there's a dam back there, Seven Oaks Dam. Goes over the mountain to Ucaipa, and then into Ucaipa into Calamesa and follows into our area. So it's really neat to see the actual infrastructure of it and see just how, where it's generating power from Devil's Canyon and how the sausage gets made. It was neat to see all that.
Four. I like that. Well, thank you. Okay, item number three. To Community involvement.
We asked if they were having any Easter events at the community center, but the only flyers that they gave us were for a Palm Sunday service, which was last Sunday, and then like a women's tea event, I think, something like that, which was also last weekend. So they gave us the flyer on Thursday. There wasn't really anything we could do to contribute. We were thinking there was going to be like an Easter egg hunt or something we could give candy, but they didn't have anything like that that they told us about.
Well, how dare they?
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Update from Mobile CWD Operations Manager Mark Pollock.
Here we go. We got some really good news. Our investment finally paid off. Where Hella Hydrant Tank 1 is completed and fully operational with a planned site cleanup. He's doing all the final touches and everything to restore it to where it was before. And currently, Hella Hydrant 3, we're waiting for the tank to be built so they can come out and install that. After that, it's just tying everything together and then hooking up the operating system and then adjusting the flow rate. So that's all that's left. That should take about 2 weeks, so that one should be ready by the end of the month. And then the new dedication ceremony is scheduled for May 22nd, 2025 at 10 a.m. at the Fabulous Drum Room located in the Morongo Casino. So mark that down in your calendars. Wear your pointy shoes. We'll have a nice little finger food, appetizers, and everything, I believe. So that's...
Do you know if... do people need to RSVP for that event, or they just show up?
I basically mentioned that during our last meeting and everything. I said, because the board members want to go, the staff members want to go, and he said it will accommodate 120 people. So I don't think we need to RSVP, because it's just going to be... Gutierrez's department, Sangonio Pass, our staff, the board members, and whoever else. So, should be a nice event. And then the next item on the list was the Associated Press came out to interview me during a Hella Hydrant event. They want to get all the background information and everything, so they came here. It was a lady who flew down from Denver. She's an Emmy award-winning photo or video journalist. The other lady came from Los Angeles. She was the Latino reporter of the year. So she's, you know, two pretty accomplished journalists in their field. They came out here and hooked up the camera and everything, and it's great to have a conversation. It's a little different when they put the camera in your face. It's kind of like, and they're asking you questions, and you know, you got to look here and everything. But they just wanted some sound bites is what they were looking for, because they're going to interview several people and they're going to put this report together. And she said it's going to be international news. So she said just be a little bit more generalized. I wanted to make sure I got Supervisor Gutierrez's name in there, the Sangonio Pass Water Agency. And all these agencies, well, in China, they're not going to know who these are. They just want to find out the overall process and how we came to this point. And one of the things I did specify is that sooner or later, these Hella Hydrants are going to be a standard asset in every water district. I said this is just the first two that are being installed in the Sangonio Pass Water Agency service area. And that was made possible by grant funding through Supervisor Gutierrez. So... And then, you know, they're trying to pull some other talking points out and talk about this, talk about that. I mean, I had all the bullet points, the benefits and everything like that, but they said, no, just we're going to generalize. They wanted to go in a different direction, so I was trying to accommodate the request. But it went well, and they took some photos and everything, so we'll see how it turns out. She said she was going to be on jury duty for a couple of weeks, and then... Hopefully, when they get everything put together, they'll send us back a quick preview of what may be released, you know, in newspapers or whatever video they're going to provide. Because they interviewed Mark Walling, who basically owns the production company that builds the Hella Hydrants, and then Glenn Chavez Construction, who installed the Hella Hydrants. I think they were going to interview a few more. Someone from Rurupa Valley, who had just experienced a fire where they used their Hella Hydrant, had 42 lifts with the helicopter to put out the fire before it got too big. So just talk about the success of the first heli hydrant. So that's basically what the Associated Press came out here for. So it was a very interesting event. Very nice. And then the next item we have is the Welltech is currently reconditioning a 250 horsepower motor, and we'll be installing the soft start on the 21st to put the Well 5 back in service. So basically everything that we already did, we already paid for. So the reconditioning of the 250 horsepower motor and the soft start is at the cost of the contractor, because they miscalculated the installation of the equipment that they installed. So, and the Cabazon Water District, we're currently doing our maintenance program on our fire hydrants. We currently have 170 fire hydrants, and we've completed 50 of them so far. That's for the 2024-2025 schedule. We completed all of them during my first couple years here. 2022 and 2023, we maintained all of them, painted them, made sure they were all operational. So now we're doing it again. And this became another important item after all the fires for the Pacific Palisades and Altadena, because some of the hydrants were out of service. They didn't have the reservoirs full, so we would just let them know that, you know, we're prepared for the best that we can be. And then we did get a quote here for the office for backup generation because of the power safety shutoff program, that we were out of power for 2 days a week, 2 weeks in a row. And then generation for one of our well sites, because if we have a heli hydrant and they start doing massive, you know, pulls from the heli hydrant and draw our tank levels down and we don't have power, we need backup generation. So I did meet with Lance. They were previewing the heli hydrants, and I told them that, you know, the quotes that I got, he said send them to me so we could send them to the Riverside County. Juan Perez said, look, we have these brand new heli hydrants, but if we don't have any power, we're going to have a hard time maintaining operations. So the quote for the backup generator for tank one, that came in from QuinCat. That was for a 375 kW generator, and that was for $287,000. So that should be grant funded. And here at the office, I got a quote from one of our electrical contractors, Bray, and that was for $106,000. So I sent those both to Lance of San Antonio Pass Water Agency, and he was going to pass those along to Juan Perez, the CEO of operations for Riverside County, see if we can get some funding to get those installed. And we're having another meeting on April 30th, so we'll keep you updated on that. Next item was the desktop version of our QuickBooks was inoperable for several weeks. So we had some challenges, but we recently installed the cloud version to include a 30% discount from Edie Bailey, our accounting department. And it's only $69 a month for the cloud version. Unfortunately, Evelyn has to learn all the ins and outs. And Edie Bailey did come here and give a tutorial, and nice little, he spent the day with her trying to get her acclimated with it. And we also met our new account manager, which is Christy. Cindy's retiring. I think she's retiring at the end of April. So she's been very helpful. She helped me when I came on board and everything with getting the financials heading in the right direction and everything. So she'll be missed. And I did get quotes for tank 2 and tank 4 inspections, and quotes received were $6,700 from Municipal Diving, $8,300 from Inland Potable, and $11,000 from Blue Locker. So last year we did, right before December 2024, we did tank one and three, and that cost us $4,800. So prices are increasing.
A lot,
yeah. So $6,700. Most of it is because you have to put in the request for sand removal. If there is sand in there, you have to put that in there. Otherwise, if they come out and said, oh, we had to do that, now you gave them a blank check to add that on. So if you put that up front, you have competitive bidding for the same process. Not that there's going to be 3 inches in there, because we just did tank maintenance not too long ago through grant funding, and one of them was completely drained. So there shouldn't be any sediment in there at all. But still, you got to generalize everything and say, here's what we need done.
So if they go in, there's no sediment, do they give you a break on it?
I'm gonna ask that before they proceed. Yes. And then the last item I have is the new Well 2 building is underway. The Riverside County building permit was successfully submitted on March 24th, and we're currently waiting for the approval process. And during the approval process, we did go ahead and we did the competitive bidding process for the concrete. So the concrete contractor was selected, and he went ahead and formed and laid the mesh down, which is the pictures here on your right hand side. And because that's the first thing they're going to inspect. So we already did the groundwork. It's compacted, and waiting for the inspection to come out. And then there's an additional item that just came in today. The building will require a new Edison service. So I did receive the quote, because this has been ongoing too with all the planning for buildings. So Edison came out trying to figure out where they could run the service to. It's $17,000 for a new Edison service for that building. And that is all I have, other than a lovely photo that I have of a new fire hydrant guard that we installed there, because we had some of our lovely residents wanted to steal another one of our fire hydrants, and they thought they can just destroy it on site and steal the brass off of it. But they didn't shut the fire hydrant off. So while they were smashing it and trying to cut it off, it shot up in the air. And the fire department, the police department, everybody came out. So we ordered a couple of those guards, and they were $380. So a lot of water companies are going to that guard now, because there's nothing else you can do, really. $380 for the guard, or $3,800 for a new fire hydrant. Those are the times we're in right now.
Definitely is.
And that's all the great news I have.
Well, thank you very much. All right. Public comment? No?
Maybe a question. Not that it matters. So your new Edison service, I'd just be curious if they're asking you to, if you're going to need to be Title 24 compliant, might be a question you want to ask. If they're going to make you become Title 24 compliant with this new service.
Okay.
Only having to go through it just recently with an old building.
Okay. Yeah, we basically give them our construction plans and everything like that. And we met with them at the location, and they were trying to figure out where's the closest run they can come from and all the material they were going to need. So I just got the email today. It was 18 pages long. So basically they had two options. One of them was just straightforward, just pay the $17,000, or plan B, which is pay $27,000, and then you would get rebates for whatever they didn't do, you know. So it was subtract section G from this and that, and it was like, okay, this can take a little bit of reading. So I'll do some more research, but I believe this is the quickest and simplest version. But I'll look for the
That was the board meeting version.
Yeah, it was the executive summary.
Pay attention to the Title 24 compliance, because it's a lot of hoops to jump through for it.
Okay,
let's see, where are we? General Manager, board comments. Do we have any board comments?
I was just going to ask Evelyn about the emails you sent us for those classes.
Oh, yeah.
Those different things. You want to tell me a little more about that?
So they're RCAC, they offer free online classes, usually about water topics, but sometimes about board roles and responsibilities, which was the one I sent you guys. But you can sign up for free and take any of those classes if you want.
I took the board one last year.
Okay.
I mean, it didn't have like a lot of specifics, but it had some good information.
So I went through the topics, and I obviously like one already passed, like two of them.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if so they're not like they're for our own personal.
Yeah. Like if you want to, you don't have to take them. It's just kind of if you find them interesting, they're free. So.
Well, I thought that was pretty neat.
So you can make your own account. They have more classes, I think, that are not in the email, and you can browse through.
Yeah, once you sign up, they'll send you like a little brochure every month telling you in 2 months this one's coming up and give you a list of the different classes.
They'll actually sometimes have an ethics one too, so you could take that if you don't like taking the one that we have you take every 2 years, but. You have to do it on a specific day at a specific time, though. That's the only problem.
Okay. Thank you.
One thing I forgot to mention, ladies and gentlemen, there are lovely pictures of our new Hella Hydrant.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
Page 22, I know. I was showing him pictures on my phone. He goes, I already seen those. I'm like, what? Where'd you see those at? He's like,
all right, let's see. Any other comments? No? Miscellaneous, future board items. Next board meeting dates. It's all right here. You guys want to take a look at it?
Sure.
Want to make a motion to adjourn this? Anybody?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Okay. Motion to adjourn at 6:26 by Director Carlin, second by Director Perez. Director Perez?
Aye.
Director Carlin?
Aye.
Director Davis is still absent. Board Vice Chair Brock?
Aye.
And Board Chair Teacher?
Aye.
No, I think it was James' fault.
I know.